So what is your approach in working with singers as they explore developing an operatic role? And is it different in a new piece as opposed to an opera that's been around for many performances?
Well, the challenge, especially with these roles, is what I had mentioned earlier about the fact that this music has never been heard before. So a lot of these singers have grown up in the culture of you know, hearing these arias and singing these arias from the famous operas, and it's just kind of ingrained in their DNA, if you will, as you grow up as a singer. So when you rehearse a new opera like this, one of the main things that you have to do is you almost have to kind of teach them how things go, because they don't know. This is the first time they've ever heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of rehearsal is spent going over notes and rhythms a little bit more than you would find in something by Puccini, where they just know how it goes because they've been listening to it their whole lives.
Well, also they can coach too. They have coaches who have spent their life with Verdi and Puccini and Rossini and all that stuff. And there's nobody who's spent any time with this score in real time. And so it's basically, it's kind of fun in a way, different from a regular, a normal opera that we would do, like we want to do Barbara Seville next season. And Barbara Seville, we've all done it at least once. And there are books written about it, and you can study it, and you can research it, and you can find out how they did it, and where they did it, and why they did it. And there are cuts in the score that are customary cuts that people take. And you can look at it and say, oh, okay, well, I see why they did that, but I don't agree, let's do this. Or they didn't go far enough. And it's something that is easy to do. But for this, it's all new. And the challenge has been that as we get it up on its feet, you go, oh, well, that's I didn't see that working, or that does, it works even better than I thought, or
sure,
or this is hard, and this isn't, you know. And it's like the set, we've built the set, the set changes have never happened before, and so we don't know if there's going to be a problem, or if Phil wrote even enough music to cover the, you know, because it's all new, and that's what's so exciting about it.
Well, it must be beautiful to see it all put together as well. Now, Philip, what role do you play in the rehearsal process?
Well, the first part was, of course, to deliver the materials to the conductor and to Dylan and to the singers. I've been at all the rehearsals. Actually, I think I missed one rehearsal.
You did miss one rehearsal.
I did miss one rehearsal. And I mean, when I say all, it's been very intense, sometimes two or three a day for the last couple of weeks. Very compressed, because people's schedules are such that they're across the country doing other operas, and so they're only here for a limited amount of time, some of them. So. And I've done some coaching with some of the singers, because I do know the score. And so I've done some of that.